KA3JCA, KO4ZEW. KA3JCA, KO4ZEW.
Four MI Mobile.
Mobile, how's it going?
Good, my name here is Fred. How are you this afternoon?
I'm gonna make one more stop and then get home and get a nap before I have to go to work.
KK4FU Mobile.
I'm about 2 minutes, 3 minutes from home myself, and just stopped off for something and make my way there. I'm gonna enjoy it. I'm off for the next 3 days myself.
Name here is Richard. I'm making a stop over at the library to make sure my card's up to date, and then I'm gonna head to the house.
Plan. Sounds like a good plan. I plan on got 3 days off, man. I ain't been on the HF for a while, so I'm gonna get on that thing and rock it. This rain coming, can't get out and do anything in the yard. So we're just gonna sit in the office and enjoy it and play some radio.
Until Saturday morning, I don't know if I'll be able to play radio or not. Well, I am designated at my stop. I'm gonna go in. KK4FU clear.
Thank you, sir. This is KI4MRA. We'll be mobile for a couple more minutes.
KA3JCA, KO4ZEW. KO4ZEW, monitoring.
Okay, this is KI4MRA. How are you doing, sir?
Pretty good. Just trying to wind things up at work right now.
And wound that up and about 2 minutes from the house myself. Got 3 days off, and like I say, gonna play some radio during this rain.
It's wind, so I'm thinking about taking the antenna down from the top of the house and trying to do something temporary in the attic.
I don't have big beams or anything. I just got a MFJ cobweb, and it's supposed to hold this wind, so we're gonna test it and see. May the radio gods be with me.
So tram 1411 disc owned, and I trust it more than my mounting of it, so I think I'm just going to take it down to be safe.
I can understand that. I kind of feel the same with mine. Mine's on a chimney mount, but we'll see how it goes. If it falls over, it falls over. You know, it's just one of them things.
It doesn't have a lot of wind resistance, but if I swing around, I don't know. I feel like it'll hold, but I'm just really not sure, so I'll just take the benefit of the doubt. Pull out some bolts and take it down the weekend. Try and get this, get a wire up in the attic to try an attic mount.
Always better be safe than sorry, but I'm one of those. I gotta test it just to see if it holds, man, you know, because I've got plans to change that antenna out for something a little bit better, hopefully middle of next year or so.
The wind will just force your hand to close upgrade, right?
Hey, man, can always hope for that, but nah, like I said, I'm just testing to see if this thing will actually, the mount on the chimney will hold. If it does, then I'm thinking about getting, I don't know yet, but it's going to be something better, that's for sure.
I'm eventually going to move the disc gun over to the side of the house for scanning, and then get a dual band or something up on top.
That you're going to move your disc gun to the other side of the house, you're dropping out of the repeater. That's okay, I'm for him, all right?
Static in that last transition.
A static on my end, by chance. I may be in this little area that's weird.
Static anyway, but it got kind of bad for a couple seconds there. So I don't know if that was you or me.
Yeah, copy that. I know you were telling me about moving your disc on, and you were kind of popping in and out of the repeater. But yeah, either way, we're back running now.
Locating the disc cone and then getting a good dual band up for my VHF UHF just for the gain of it.
I've got a 2 meter Yagi up right now, but problem is where I got it mounted, I get, you know, It technically should work, but it's not working the way I want it to. So I can't use my 2-meter and HF at the same time. So I've got to move my 2-meter Yagi over to the other side of the house now.
Not doing HF yet, but I've got a Christie quick list. So we'll see how good Santa is to me, and then I'll see what kind of wire I get up to that.
Got a fan dipole before moving here. I actually bought this house. The house I was renting, I ran a fan dipole with 3 wires out. And I was pretty much able to do everything from 10-meter up to, actually, sorry, 6 meters up to 40 meters using the internal tuner on my radio. This is a huge upgrade. It's a lot lower noise floor for me, and seem to be radiating a lot better now.
Cool. I'm actually thinking about getting that NSAID, that, I think the NSAID Halfway, the ARRL cells of the kit. See how that does for my birthday guest.
Better throwing up a piece of wire and getting on the air, trust me. It took me a while to get mine up, but yeah, NFEDs are supposed to be really good. If you have the area for it, it's great. I don't have the area. I've got to get me a tower and get it up about 40 feet, and then I'm going to get me a big old set of beams on top and just kind of try to branch everything off of that.
That sounds like quite a project.
Not next year, the year after. Still just planning how to do it, and right now just trying to build an older house that's been remodeled, so we're just trying to get things done the way we want it, and it takes precedence over buying a tower and such.
So some of the rebuilds, and maybe you can fit in some conduit, make your runs inside the house a little easier.
I have that already taken care of, actually. My office where I have the shack set up at has a fireplace in it, and it's not ever going to be used. And the damper and flue in it are basically rotted out. So I've got the wire ran through it. My plan is to run six or eight pieces of LMR 400 through it and make kind of a patch panel toward at the top so that I can just tie in antennas.
I work from home most of the time, so my office is actually in the walkout basement. Our house is up against the berm, so I've got to get up 2 stories to get to the attic and then above that. So I'm going out a window and around right now. But I'm looking to go up and through for the attic now. So I'll still go up, out, and around if I've got to have that lightning ground. Then I'm not gonna have it right in the middle of the house.
You may understand that. That's why I want to do the patch panel and kind of a makeshift patch panel up top. And once I get all that done, then I'm gonna have the chimney sealed off at the bottom. But we'll see how it goes. Hopefully, I can do all the lightning arresters up top and then just run grounds down to the, what's that thing called, the ground rod, by the fireplace. For some reason, I have one for my main power and everything, and there's just one in the ground by the fireplace.
Good plan. You're fuzzing up a little more, but you're still readable.
And I'm sitting, I just pulled into the driveway. It's weird here. Sometimes it's good, sometimes it's bad. But, man, it was great. Thanks for the ride along. It was nice to chat with you. With that, we're going to say 73, this is KI4MRE.
For ZEW, this is Ben, as in Benjamin. I'll be monitoring.